So I entered foster care at the age of 16. I was dealing with a lot of issues with my mom, so it just wasn't the best of situations. I entered into independent living at the age of 18, where I met Mr. John, Mr. Tori, and Miss Tina. Let me tell you about them. Okay, so I'm 18. I haven't worked before then, but I'm 18. I started my first job at Foreman Mills, and when I first met them, coming from foster care, you're alone, you're scared, you know you're vulnerable, so you put up a guard. They didn't let me. They would pop up at my job, hey, we're here, and I'm like, that's my aunt and uncle, everybody, you know. It's not my social workers. So they, you know, they didn't allow me to build that wall up from them. Getting into my second move there, I have pretty much a couple of months until I age out. And beforehand, I'm working jobs and, you know, I'm saving up money, but it's something inside me that I don't really feel complete. And through this whole journey and process, or even before then, I always thought, you know, what is a life if you're not giving back or helping someone else's life? So that's when I had a talk with a member of Presley Ridge, Mr. Mike, and he basically brought up the opportunity, or, you know, like getting into it with military. So I'm like, okay. I sit down that night and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna take this step and I'm gonna give it a shot. What do I have to lose? So I emailed a recruiter and I went in to go talk to her, my social worker, Miss Tally. We go there, she lays out a bunch of options for me. You know, you can go to reserves or full time, and I'm like, you know, I'm aging out soon and I want a solid foundation for when I age out. So I'm like, okay, I'll go active. And she scheduled me to take a test, and I'm like, you know, how hard could it be? It's just a test, like, not really thinking, you know, it's been like 3 years since I've been out of school almost, and I'm like, or two, but everything was just gone. So I go in, I take my first test, and I'm just like, okay, you know, I got it, everything's gonna go good. I felt badly, you know. I felt to the point I was just like, this is embarrassing, like, I gotta go. And my team, Mr. John, Mr. Tina, Mr. Tori, and even Miss Tally, they're like, okay, Clarissa, you know, you fail, you got to get back up and try again. And they just didn't let me give up. And I was like, I just want to quit. Like, that was embarrassing. So my worker was like, you know, no, we're going to get a tutor for you. We're going to push you through. And I felt like they just saw something in me that I didn't see. Towards though, I still don't see it. My worker was just over there telling me she's proud of me. And I'm just like, why am I not proud of myself? So I'm like, you know, I'll give it another shot. The work with the tutor was going pretty good. I took a nice month or two to just study, get into the books. I stayed up 4 a.m. almost just studying until my eyes were bloodshot red. I was just like, okay, I have to do this. So I go in for the second test. And mind you, once you fail the first time, you have to wait 30 days to retest. So it's been about 3 months, and time's just ticking down. Age out of time, just right around the corner. I go in again, and I failed. So I'm just like, okay, I can't take this no more. And it's like, if any of you have ever been to Fort Meade, there's like this red room. It's a swearing-in hall. And I just remember every time I left, just wanting to just put my feet on that red carpet and just like raise my hand and be there in the moment. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna give it another try. And once again, they didn't allow me to fail. Claude, did you study? Did you do this? You gotta go to your tutor. We'll take you there. I mean, just everything, anything. So I get in there third time, I'm taking my test, and I just remember the whole time while I'm taking it, like, you failed once again. once again, you've let people down. You've wasted money. I mean, the state paid for tutors for me, everything. And I was just like, you failed. It's just no use. Just stop right now. Just give up. Just walk out. So I'm there taking the test, and I just remember just clicking submit and just telling the guy, hey, I'm finished. I go over to sit down, and he's just like, let me tell you something. And I'm just looking down, just like, what are you about to tell me? I failed or something. And it's like every time you fail, they don't be like, you know, sorry, you didn't pass. They just say good luck to you, like good luck to your future or whatever it may be. And I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, and he's just like, whatever job they give you, you better choose it. And I'm just like, wait a minute, I never heard that before. I just been like getting good looks. So I'm like, okay. He hands me a sheet of paper, and I just remember walking down, and it's like there you have your Navy office, Army, Coast Guard, Marines, and it's like glass windows everywhere, like doors and all that. So I walk in there to my recruiter, and I'm just like, okay, I'm finished. And she's just like, okay, we're going to look at it. And I was like, hold on. I went out, stepped out, closed that door, and I turned my back, and I was just like, okay. And I just turned around. She's just like jumping and screaming, like, oh my gosh, no, my gosh. And I get up, and I run in. I'm like, what? She's like, you pass, you pass. And I passed by 1 point. 1 point. 1 point. And we're just in there jumping and screaming, crying like we're girls. Oh, my gosh. And the sergeant, he's just like, really? Are we doing this? Like, come on now. And she's just, and it's just like, okay, be quiet. We passed. Just leave me alone. So that day was just great. And it's crazy because she still tells me now. She's like, okay, I don't know what's going on, what kind of voodoo you have or what, but that man, he doesn't speak to anybody, and he spoke to you. And she was just like, hey, I see your aunt and uncles, how they're all on you. And I'm like, I'm just like, wait, who? And I'm like, oh, yeah, my aunt and uncle, yeah. Them. And I'm like, yeah, that's my aunt and uncle. So she's just like, I just see how, you know, they're just here for you. And she was even there for me before, you know, when I was failing. The other recruiters I was dealing with, they just, like, really dropped me like a bad habit almost. So it's just been great, and I can't thank them enough. Like, I'm not going to cry because I'm a big girl. I'm 21. But they know. I just can't thank y'all enough. Like, seriously, it's been incredible. Like, you all give me just so much strength and hope, and I can probably say, standing right now, November 13th, I'm headed to Chicago for basic training. Thank you.